We are a nation divided. Turn on the TV or hop online, and it doesn't take long to see evidence of our polarized mentalities. We disagree on race and religion, on science and social issues, but we don't just disagree. We're baffled by each other's views, and we have no idea how to get through to one another. Partisan bickering has created a gridlocked government that struggles to get even widely supported things done. Important scientific research is being stalled by competing groups' agendas. Culture wars are fracturing our families and tearing our communities apart. It's like we live on different planets, my friend Ryan said to me the other day. He was talking about a rift between him and members of his family. They'd been close at one time, he told me, but in recent years, they'd found themselves more and more often on opposite sides of cultural battles. They were bitterly divided by national politics, by matters of faith and morality, and by shifting cultural views on a variety of issues. Ryan wanted to be able to sit down with his family and talk through their differences, to help them understand where he was coming from, and to hopefully change their attitudes on the issues that mattered most to him. But every time he tried talking to them, he just wound up frustrated. Their views didn't make any sense to him, his didn't make any sense to them, and every conversation seemed to wind up in an argument. Their communication was breaking down somewhere, and the rift between them was widening into an uncrossable chasm. Ryan had eventually fallen into the habit of swallowing his emotions and trying to make nice at family events, but it was eating away at him. He couldn't help wondering what could have happened to cause the people he loved to be so stubborn and to see the world so differently. And Ryan's far from alone. I've spent 20 years focusing on divisive issues in our society, and in that time, I've met thousands of people just like him, people whose families, churches, communities, and workplaces are being torn apart by controversy and conflict, each side baffled by the other, each pointing to different facts and making different assumptions. It is, as Ryan says, almost as if we live on different planets. Competing ideas have always been part of the American way of life. Our political system is built on contests between differing ideas, and our Constitution reflects the hard-fought compromises of founders who did not see eye to eye on everything. But those compromises wouldn't have happened without communication across lines of disagreement, and our political marketplace of ideas begins to fall apart if we're hearing completely different versions of the truth from completely different sources. For this American experiment to function, we have to be able to talk to one another. But our attempts to communicate are failing, and nowhere is this more obvious than in the current state of American politics. Since 1994, the Pew Research Center has studied America's political polarization, and in that time, the value divide between Republicans and Democrats has only grown larger. In 2017, Pew found the largest partisan divide in the history of their research, a value gap nearly 250% as large as it had been. Meanwhile, hostility between the parties has skyrocketed. Fewer of us are moderate than ever before, and as we drift toward the left or the right, most of us who identify as either Democrats or Republicans report that we have just a few or no close friends in the opposing party. Ultimately, though, our political troubles are only a symptom of the underlying disease. An us-versus-them mentality is taking over our public and private lives. Increasingly, we take our disagreements not to the people we disagree with, but to our own echo chambers, spaces where we can talk about, rather than to, the other side, where like-minded people echo our own beliefs right back to us. Our opponents, too, are stuck in their own echo chambers, having their beliefs reinforced by people on their side, rather than being encouraged to consider what we have to say. That's a problem, because some of our biggest challenges as human beings require working together.